Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Monday, the 20th of December. The Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights has reaffirmed that the European Convention on Human Rights contains no right to abortion. The case of ABC v Ireland has been dubbed by many as the Roe v. Wade of Europe, because a loss would have meant that all countries in the Council of Europe must allow abortion or face large financial penalties in damages if ever sued. EWTN's Nick Tom tells the full story.
Three women in Ireland sued under the European Convention on Human Rights to overturn the country's legal protections for preborn children. The three, who never went to any doctor or court in Ireland but went directly to Britain to obtain their abortions, fought to establish a right to abortion in Ireland. The women also sought a precedent that would open the door to abortion as a right across all of Europe. The court dismissed the claims of two of the three women. In the remaining woman's situation, the court found that Ireland should provide a more clear procedure to determine their life of the mother exception.
The Pope has called for a new class of scholars capable of interpreting social and cultural dynamics and offering realistic solutions. H2O News has the story.
To build our own lives, to build society, cannot be achieved by distracted and superficial minds and hearts. Rather, they take profound educational efforts and continuous discernment that must involve the whole academic community. These were the words of the Pope yesterday in a homily during evening vespers celebrated in the Vatican Basilica for Rome's universities. Benedict XVI noted that there is a need for a new class of intellectuals capable of interpreting social and cultural dynamics and offering solutions that are not abstract but concrete and realistic. The university is called to carry out this vital role, he said, and the Church is a strong and active supporter. The Church of Rome, in particular, is committed to supporting the vocation of the university with the support of many priests who work in chaplaincies. The Pope also expressed appreciation for the pastoral university programs.
And diocesan radio stations are spreading the authentic voice of the Catholic Church in Papua New Guinea, according to the country's bishops. In a statement, they said that their radio service is being strengthened so that the voice of the Church can reach all the ends of the forest. In fact, Radio St. Gabriel has resumed broadcasting in the Diocese of Vanimo, which by the end of December will be heard not only from Vanimo but also from remote villages in the area. For this reason, local priests have launched a campaign to give a radio capable of picking up the signal from this town to every catechist responsible for pastoral care in the villages of the forest. The president of the Episcopal Conference, Bishop Francesco Panfilo, SDB, speaks often on National Radio Maria and on the various diocesan radio stations. Recently, Bishop Odo of the Diocese of Itaipe on the northern coast of PNG raised his voice from the radio frequencies in his diocese, noting the opposition to a bill that would legalize female prostitution. Subsequently, many religious and political leaders gave a clear no to the bill at a public rally, invoking the defense of the dignity of women. That's all for today's program. Wishing you many Advent blessings in the lead up to Christmas. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.